This is HMM correspondent Erica Diggs, and I am speaking with two people at the rally in Troy, New York for George Floyd. First, how old are you?
I'm 22.
I'm 25.
Okay, and why are you here?
I'm here to support people who have been victims of police brutality and to show my opposition to the police, basically.
Okay, and you?
I'm here as an ally in order to help expose the oppression that's been going on in this corrupt system. I just want to do as much as I can, and me just being here, if that helps raise awareness and gives black people voice, then that's the least I can do.
Okay, and do you think the protests have been effective so far?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of tangible results. Like, I've seen a bunch of news coming out of Minneapolis, especially of, like the school systems breaking their ties with the police department. I think there's still a lot of work to do, but I do think that you can see it effects that have been happening, so I do think they've been effective.
Think we're on the right path?
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been exposing a lot of the injustices that have been occurring since the beginning of the protests and how police have been brutalizing normal people. So I think there's a lot of good that's coming from it, even though it doesn't seem that great. But, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Okay, and have you ever felt harmed or victimized by the police?
No, I haven't. But I'm a white person. I'm privileged, you know. I'm not a person that the police want to hurt. But a lot of my friends have had instances where, like, I've seen it affect people who are close to me.
And you've heard their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You feel for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how has George Floyd's death affected you?
I think that it has made me reevaluate, like, my position and my role as an ally a lot. I think I've been putting more time and energy into, like, just listening to black people's perspectives and having conversations with my friends and my family and just kind of thinking myself about how I contribute to racial injustice, even if it's not something that's conscious or something that I want to do, you know?
It's made me more aware and want to be more active in terms of political, systemic, and even in our close family, like, relationships, like, calling out racism and making it aware that they're doing something wrong.
We have some.
So, yeah, just trying to be better.
Do you think it would help if law enforcement was retrained?
Yes, but more than that, I think it would help if the police had a lot less power than they did. I think it would help if the primary responders to most things that the police are called for were not police, social workers, doctors, just more preventative action rather than just police being there to respond, you know?
Grace is telling me that they got, how many hours? 8 hours of
like de-escalation and violence prevention training.
And a barber gets like, what is it?
Yeah, there's that statistic of like barbers have over twice as many hours of required training as police officers do.
And that's crazy to think that a barber puts in more work at cutting hair than a police does at breaking down situations. So that's right there is a red flag of just why there's so much aggression and lack of like breaking down situations.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Any final words for my listeners?
Do what you can, you know, get out there, vote. Voting's important. The primaries are coming up, and make sure you're like having these hard conversations with people that need to be talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like, especially as like white people too, it's important right now to be educating yourself and to be putting yourself in situations that are gonna make you feel uncomfortable. I don't know, like people of color have to feel uncomfortable all the time, you know what I mean? It's like, that's all I have to say, I guess.
Well, this has been HMM correspondent Erica Diggs. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.